We have a number of players that are seeing Dr. McKenzie as we speak, so I'm not exactly sure who will not practice for tomorrow. I will release that later today. We just got the confirmation on both Al Harris and Aaron Kamen's results, and both individuals will have season-ending knee surgery. It'll be a big challenge for our football team. Both Aaron and Al have meant a lot to us. Our football team both have over 100-plus starts. I was just thinking about it walking down here after visiting with Aaron. You know, not seeing 74 and 31 in a huddle, it's going to be different. But it's a challenge that our younger players, and they're going to have to step up and get ready on a short week for Detroit. But it's been confirmed both players will have season-ending surgery. With that, I'll take your questions. Correct. I just saw Aaron. I spoke with Al last night. Al's results just came in just right before I came in here. So, they're as good as be expected. I mean, they're both professionals. I think, you know, with a lot of confidence, will both respond very well. They're both in great shape, but take great care of their bodies, and so they got a rehab road ahead of them, and I'm sure they're looking at all their options. I don't ever talk about specifics of injuries. It's really up to the players. It's what we feared when I came off the field yesterday, and it has been confirmed. I would hope not, but, you know, those are all, you know, questions for the future. You know, right now we want to make sure that they get the best care, just like we do for all of our players, and just make sure that, you know, we're part of their decisions and help them the best that we can. They've been a lot to our organization. Like I've said, they've played a lot of football and have been great representatives of the Green Bay Packers, and we want to make sure they're taken care of. I think every injury is, you know, every individual injury is obviously different. I don't think it was anything, you know, to do with the equipment or the field. I think, you know, our field is definitely one of the best fields that we've played on so far this year. So I don't see that as part of the reason. Well, you know, Tremont's the natural move, you know, as far as moving forward at Aaron's position. That's really what we'll spend today going through, and you know, obviously the game plan for the Detroit Lions will factor in a lot of our decisions of who plays and where they play. I don't have those for you today. I don't think so. Not today. But that's definitely an option. He has that ability. But you know, we talked about a number of different options. I don't think that's the way we'll go. Well, it's part of the conversation that I was involved with Ted this morning and the personnel department. We're looking at all of our options. We will not make any roster move today. That's probably very evident. But we're looking at all of our options. Possibly. Depends on what happens the next couple of days. You know, there's no absolutes as I stand here in front of you. National Football League. I'm really our hurt right now is for the individual, but because of what Aaron and Al have been you know, just like all the players that are hurt. You don't ever want to see the individual go through this, but it's part of the game. You have to overcome injuries. It's something you can't control. We will step up. We're going to play the game just like we always play the game against Detroit. We're going to play to win. Our coaches need to be creative. These are challenges that you don't always prepare for, but you know, week to week. But this is what your off-season program, and this is what your menu that you set, offense, defense, and special teams, that give you flexibility to overcome these types of situations. So this is a challenge that we'll meet, and this is a challenge that we're working on today, and we'll be ready for Detroit. It's the National Football League. You lose good players, but really it's you don't want to see the individual go through it. But as far as our football team, trust me, they're in here today. They're getting treatment. They worked out. They're watching film, and we'll be ready for Detroit. We may have some guys that may miss some practice time, but, you know, really our practice the next 2 days is not going to be, you know, we won't be in pads. So I don't have all that for you right now. So, you know, we've got a bunch of bumps and bruises like you always do on Monday. I don't have the information yet for you. A lot of guys are still in the training room right now. Well, it's a challenge when you play a team, like for our offensive coaches, you know, San Francisco ran a 3-4 defense. Obviously, Detroit runs a 4-3. So how much can you carry over from 1 week to the next is what you're looking for. So our volume was a little higher going into San Francisco than it's been, because the things that we can carry over, we will carry over. So, and it's no different for defense and special teams. You try to go a little heavier the week before a Thursday game, in my experience, to take it into the next game. Our coaches have been here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and after the game Sunday, getting ready for Detroit. So we'll finalize our game planning throughout the day, and really tomorrow, Tuesday, will be more like a combination of Wednesday, Thursday for us, and we'll have a good plan for the Detroit Lions. The challenge is really today and tomorrow. It's the course of the week is always the challenges that you have to meet as far as your preparation. So when you squeeze, you know, 5 days into two, that's the challenge. Frankly, on Wednesday, I think everybody will be excited to get on that plane, because the fun part is playing the games. So when the plane ride happens, you know, you can see the light of getting ready to play again. But you just have to get your work done. There's a lot of prep planning really from the support staff and the coaching staff that we feel like we're way ahead. You know, we had, like I said, we had assistant coaches really start the game planning late Friday and Saturday after our meetings. This is a target that we, you know, we've been keeping our eye on, definitely. Being, you know, 7-4 with another bye week, a chance to regroup, you know, get healthy. I mean, that's what you're looking for. But, you know, Thursday games, it's a national TV game. It's, you know, the tradition of playing on Thanksgiving. We had the opportunity to play up there a couple of years ago, so we're excited about that. But, you know, definitely, I think both teams would echo, you know, a second bye week will definitely help you right for your final run. You know, frankly, I did not watch the film. I will watch the film this evening. The coaches have graded the film, so I would just be going off what they told me. I will watch our film tonight. We've been game planning for Detroit. I mean, athletically, and really, I mean, he could play there mentally too. I mean, but I think we're fine with the guys we have there. Our goal is to outscore them every week. We have that ability. The most important thing for us offensively is is to stay balanced. And I felt, for the most part, we were balanced in yesterday's football game, because when you have the ability to run the football and the things that come off of the run game, everything improves. It improves your play action pass, and it improves your pass protection, and we feel, you know, our perimeter is as good as anybody's in the league. So we feel very confident that we could play whatever game we need to play. So that's really offense, defense, and special teams. We're still going to be aggressive on defense. So once again, we will meet the challenge. Our younger players will step up, and we will keep this thing going.